Six TV trade shows in five countries replace the old Meep TV in Cannes, by staff writers. Content Europe, a new TV market that took place April 21-23, 2026, in Lisbon, Portugal, was announced on August 22, 2025, by British trade publisher and TV market organizer C21. A few months later, on November 5, 2025, New York City market organizer Questex announced its first Stream TV Europe, which took place April 13-15, 2026, at the Epic Sana Hotel in the Amoreiras district of Lisbon, Portugal. Stream TV Europe attracted 1,000 participants from 30 countries. Next year's event is set for April 20-22, 2027, at the Estoril Congress Center, a new venue outside Lisbon. Meanwhile, Content Europe attracted 800 participants and 71 exhibitors. According to market organizers contacted at their official Marriott Hotel in Lisbon by Video Age representative Maria Chiara Durante of Format Biz, the event will return next year on April 18-20, 2027, at the same venue. Around the same time that these events happened in Lisbon, RICOM staged a screening of its own content between April 14 and 17 in Assisi, Italy, for some 100 buyers, while Cannes-Série in Cannes, France, took place April 23-28. Moving to North America, Toronto's Hot Docs was held from April 23-May 3, 2026, and the NAB show was held April 18-22, 2026, at the Las Vegas Convention Center. There was also the Festival of Animation Films, FFAA, which began on April 28 in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. The month of April has obviously become a hotly contested period for TV markets, and Lisbon is now a hot destination after the closing of Meep TV in Cannes, France. However, the various April TV markets and events are not expected to affect the anticipated success of this year's LA screenings, set for May 14 to 20 in Los Angeles, with an extended schedule at all the U.S. studios and confirmed participation by many independent exhibitors at the SLS Hotel. Content Europe was held at the Marriott Hotel in Lisbon, some 5.4 kilometers from the Baixa city center. The three-day event consisted of a marketplace, screenings, and a three-track conference program: the Future Formats Forum, the Content Acquisition Summit, and the Kids Content Summit, plus a format pitch. In total, there were 53 speakers for 25 conference sessions. The whole event took place across two floors at the Marriott Hotel, and the marketplace offered booths and meeting tables to content distribution companies. The event accommodated 271 international content acquisition executives who visited the 71 exhibiting companies. "All the major international TV companies are here," reported Durante, who's also a format expert and publisher of Format Biz. Among the big distributors were Warner Brothers Discovery, ITV Studios, All Three Media, Fremantle, Banijé, and Dori Media, plus Turkish content distributors such as ATV, Canal D, and Global Agency. "The Content Europe TV market has potential," said Sangarim Zakina of Turkey's Canal D International. "It's better than expected for the first edition. Good panels and time to network." In total, Content Europe drew over 800 participants, and organizer C21 explained that buyers from platforms and channels registered for free. As David Jenkinson of C21 Media explained, the goal was to fill the spring market gap left by the disappearance of Meep TV in Cannes. "We knew there was a gap in the market. We wanted to create something positive, inclusive, affordable, cost-effective, and creative." NBC Universal's Hannah Mabrook said, "We don't have Meep TV in the spring anymore, and I think it's great to have a spring market in Europe." That sentiment was widely shared. Reps for several companies indicated that they came specifically because the industry still needs a European market between MeepCom in October and the LA screenings in May. Indeed, a number of distributors confirmed that they would also be attending the upcoming LA screenings. though many emphasized that the two events served different purposes. Lisbon was viewed as relationship-driven and pan-European, while the Los Angeles screenings remained focused on major studio pipelines, U.S. content supply, and high-level acquisition meetings. The market recorded a strong opening, with backing from the Portuguese government in the form of a statement from Margarida Balseiro Lopes, Portugal's Minister of Culture, Youth, and Sport, who presented a €350 million, U.S. $410 million, funding program called SCRIPT, designed to strengthen the country's audiovisual sector and increase international competitiveness. The hotel's largest room, the Mediterraneo, hosted a strong Turkish presence. Another space, the Casablanca, was strongly anchored by French companies, including Unifrance, which hosted an exclusive invitation-only cocktail reception at the Embassy of France in Lisbon on April 22. Asian firms were also out in full force, with a large presence from Japan and Korea in particular. The latter one included Korean distribution company Something Special. Several exhibitors praised Lisbon as a venue. While the hotel is outside the historic city center, many participants felt the location was strategically smart. It kept delegates inside the property, while still maximizing spontaneous encounters. Claudia Mara of Mediaset Italy confirmed that she arrived without any scheduled meetings, but was still able to meet with many buyers. Rocio Cochero of Mediaset España was happy with her 12 meetings, but she regrets that the market was more focused on formats than dramas. Simona Frau, head of formats at Banijay Italy, said that she decided to come at the last minute, but that she still had almost 20 productive meetings with independent producers and studios. While no official country breakdown was released, exhibitors repeatedly cited strong attendance from Southern Europe, Iberia, Italy, Turkey, and Latin markets, with visible executives from Portugal, Spain, and Italy. Many sellers also reported meaningful conversations with buyers from Central Europe and the Nordics. Maria Chiara Durante contributed to this story. This has been 6 TV trade shows in 5 countries replace the old Meep TV in Cannes by staff writers.